than here, that much. Okay. Perek Hey of the Heilige Sefer, Evan Shlema, says the Sefer, the Afalpi, and even though, the Torah by Mitzvahs Atzmon, Ahuvim v'toyvim l'tnei Hashem Mo'oid. Hashem loves, Hashem loves Torah. Hashem loves Torah and Mitzvahs. Hashem loves Torah mitzvahs. Hashem loves it. Whatever you do is beloved to Hashem. However, the way to serve Hashem properly is with respect. Interesting word. Dechilu urechimu, with fear, with
trepidation.
With trepidation. With awe. That the way a person is supposed to approach Torah mitzvahs is, this is not haphazard stuff. Plop on your tefillin. This is b'dechilu urechimu. You have to approach it with respect and be with tremendous respect. Ad shemayim chazdecha. One pasuk says that Hashem, your mitzvahs are ad shemayim. V'ksiv me'al shemayim chazdecha. But also says you're doing mitzvahs gets you me'al shemayim. So is it ad shemayim? Are you capped? Are you not capped? Is it stira and psukim? One pasuk seems to indicate there's a cap. You can get ad shemayim. You can't get past shemayim. Another pasuk says you can get ad past shemayim. No cap. So the Gemara says it depends. Kan bo'isim l'shma, kan bo'isim shaloi l'shma. Means you're always doing the ratzon Hashem. But how much respect do you have to the mitzvah? How much seriousness do you take to the mitzvah? What's your attitude to the mitzvah? Is it just I have to do it, or is it I want to do it? Do I understand what I'm accomplishing? Do I understand this is the ratzon Hashem? It's a tremendous thing. That people that do it with their right hand, which is seriousness, strength, glatt, yosher, that's oyrech yomim. You do it with your left hand, you're getting something. Oyrech v'chavad is good, but it's not oyrech yomim. I'm not sure what he wants with that possible, but anyway. Now, v'darkei ha'avayda v'amosu shal kol echad lo nigla, ela l'moysha mipi Hashem. You hear this? Unbelievable going right here. The Goyin says that what everybody's avoida was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else knows it though. So the Goyin writes in a different place in Mishlei, he says the following. If I were to ask you, what is the biggest tragedy that took place from the moment that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, or at least from when we lost Nevuah, we lost prophecy. What is the biggest tragedy? Some people will say that now we can't invest in the stock market. I can't ask the Navi. You know, look, it was a good investment. You get an appointment with the Navi, and I don't know how much the appointment with the Navi cost, and now, you know, you got free investments. So, free investment advice. Some people will say maybe that was the problem, right? I probably would not invest based on a advice of a Navi that charged money for his appointment, but that's beside the point. So,
if he works on commission,
you know, but I have a vart. It's not a very nice vart, but it's a good vart. That there's there's an inverse relationship between how much a bracha costs and how much it's worth. The more the bracha costs.
That's not a chassidic.
Okay, so that's what you think. So anyway, so the point is, when you lost prophecy, what was the biggest tragedy? That the Jewish people didn't know if they should go to war, if they shouldn't go to war. What was the biggest problem? Okay, so you don't have Nevuah. Maybe it's the tragedy is that the Jewish people can't get Musar, right? The Navi was there to give Musar. So the Goyin says in a place, in an art, the Goyin's often in an art, in that he says, the biggest tragedy that we lost prophecy is because a Navi could tell each Yachid what his mission was. You could go to the Navi and tell him, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to focus on Torah learning? Am I supposed to focus on Chesed? Am I supposed to focus on Chumash? Am I supposed to focus on Gemara? Am I supposed to focus on Shalom Bayis? Am I supposed to focus on Tzedakah? What is my avoda? Every person has their avoda. What is my avoda? We're all confused, so we try to do a little bit of everything and not much of everything. Not much of anything, right? So we're just confused. So we dabble in everything to cover all of our bases. But we don't become experts. We don't become experts in any specific things. We don't really know. No, I'm going to invest. So some people, right? Meir Shuster. So he knew. So he invested his kirchus in Kiev. So he knew my avoid in life is Kiev. That's it. I'm going to invest all my life in that. Big value. And people like that, people that are successful because that's what they do. They know that that's my tafkid. All right, the people that run Chesed organizations. So this is my tafkid. I am going to run this organization, and I'm going to bring happiness to this people. Okay, but not everyone in life knows their tafkid, and most of us just dabble. So the biggest tragedy in life is that we don't have a Navi telling us what's our tafkid. That's the biggest tragedy because we're here in this world to fulfill it. So that means the entire creation is for each yachid to fulfill the tafkid. Now, if you were paying attention to the Gra before, the Gra said that your tafkid is to fix the tikkun that you're here for, and the tikkun that you're here for is the mida that is hardest for you to accomplish, because that means that you're the most davuk in that area. Why are you the most davuk to that? Because in a previous Gilgal, that's where you were nichshal. So memela, that's in your nature. And now you come back to the world again to misaken it, but in your nature is a dveikus to that, nida. So the hardest nida for you to break is your tafkid. That was what the Goyin said, we said it before. But anyway, on the whole, we're pretty much in lost, okay? Bottom line. So if you're Hasidic, so then you follow a certain derech. If you're Litvish, you follow a different derech. If you're a Sephardi, you have a different, everyone has their derech, and you try to do the best. Lamaisa, the going here says that Moshe Rabbeinu was aware of every single person's job.
He was the ultimate Navi.
I'm not sure what that means. But now, the Ramban says, okay, so the Ramban says an incredible thing, by the way. The Ramban says that, you know how we say that at Moshe Rabbeinu, when in Bamidbar, they had to count the Jewish people, right? Parshas Bamidbar, every Jewish person had to be counted. How did they count them? There was a census. You filled in a card and handed it in. So it says, L'gul Goloisa. There was a head count. How is their head count? Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that every person had to come, present himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell him, my name is this, I am the son of that, and I am part of this shevet. And why did that have to be that way? Moshe Rabbeinu probably could hire a couple secretaries to take care of this job. He had to go be busy counting everybody. Says the Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar, because they wanted to give everybody the opportunity to at least have met and been in front of Moshe Rabbeinu for a little bit. That's what the Ramban says. And why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu can tell every person what their tachas is.
That's what he did then?
That's what he says. Now, by the way, if you make a cheshbon, how many seconds are there in a year? David, let's go. How many seconds are there in a year? Let's take out our calculator. Okay, there's 60 seconds in a minute times 60 in an hour, right? So there's 3,600 seconds in an hour times 24 is 86,000 seconds in a day times 364. 364, let's say. Okay. 31 million divided by 600,000, 52. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spent 1 minute with every yid, it would have taken him a year. 52 seconds per person, it would have taken him a year without sleeping or eating or davening or anything else. Straight, 1 year for him to have met every single person in Klal Yisrael would take him a year. For 1 minute, it would take him more than a year. Right? That's the cheshbon. That's the cheshbon. So in other words, it was worth it for Moshe Rabbeinu to spend 1 minute with every yid and give up a year of his life doing absolutely nothing other than saying, Shalom Aleichem, Basmachti Yid. Oh, what's your name? Oh, very nice. What's your Shevet's name? Oh, beautiful. By the way, I see Nebuah. Your tachlis is Chai Lifeline. Go, next.
That was much less than
what?
That was much less.
Okay, 30 seconds, right? Fine, so 30 seconds, half a year.
But I think with the it's not just 600,000. It was only the
600,000. Yeah, I'm talking about the people he counted. He counted 603,000.
So the people that were over 60 or that's it.
Well, I'm just saying that's the people he met in this cycle of counting. So it's an incredible chesh when you think about it, right? So, but that's what the Goyin is saying here also. Darche ha'avoyda v'amosa shekol echad loy nigla ela l'moyshe mipi Hashem yizbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. Everyone's tafkid. And his goal, and part of the counting, okay, David, we're going to say this word over in Parshas Bamidbar. You're not going to say you ever heard it before. Okay, so this is a good parsha. It's by Midbar. Parsha Midbar is a shtickle dry the parsha. Counting, whatever. Now you have a good part for the parsha, right? So the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu lo nigla ela la Moshe by Pi Hashem Yisbarach. We preach that zeh toli b'leiv Hashem yira l'leiv l'leiva. Ukeshehayu neviim bi Yisrael haya navi oimer l'chol echad aderech hasheyelech ba. And when there was prophecy to the Jewish people, the Navi would say, this is what you do, l'fi shoresh nishmasoi, according to the shoresh of Yinishama, l'fi teva gufoi. U'kishabat la nevuah, and when nevuah became null and void, hayu maydiyim b'ruach ha-kodesh. You could become aware of it, of your tafkid, through ruach ha-kodesh. Ach kait, but nowadays, ein lanu, we don't have ruach ha-kodesh, we're on nevuah. What do? Rak l'kayim ha-tarev ha-mitzvus b'tachlis ha-shlemus. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do Torah and do mitzvahs. Ubezei yisuknu gam ha'machshavos. And if you do Torah and mitzvahs properly, everything will become a sukkah in the end. Because we don't have that. How can Hashem expect more from you? Hashem knows we don't have prophecy. So therefore, since Hashem cannot expect more of you, you do your best in doing Torah and mitzvahs properly. That's all you can expect, and Hashem will take care of the rest. So that's the idea. So bottom line is, it's important to realize we all have a tafkid. It's important to realize that we're not prophecy. We were told what our tafkid was, and you could focus on that. Nowadays, we feel lost sometimes. We feel confused. We feel pulled in many directions. Guess what? That's what you're supposed to feel. So we don't know. And you're supposed to, and that's the going sense. You're supposed to follow the rules. Follow the Torah, follow the mitzvahs within the guidelines. And know that's what you're supposed to do. And that's the way you're going to have the ultimate tikkun in the end. All right? So that's the lesson for today. So
thank you, Rabbi.
Everyone, for holding on, waiting for me. And
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. See you all tomorrow. Yeah,
Shkar. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, coach. We'll see you.